Gonna vamp for a second.
Yeah, well, we make sure we're on.
As you can see, we are Chrisless, and without a Chris, the reins are generally not technologically strong.
I will dispute that. We are technically savvy, but Chris is he's on another level.
He is.
But we do sometimes know what we're doing.
And sometimes we can't get the orientation of the camera right when we do live streams. So we can't be overly arrogant about this. But are we here? Are we live?
We're on.
Oh, brilliant.
So let's start the show proper, shall we? What do we need? We need like a horn or something or some kind of... I'm just going to do this.
Can you... Was that... Hey there, hi there, hello Disney fans, and welcome to another Disneyland Paris show. As I have already said, we are Chrisless, and so we have our special guest star with us today. We have Bonnie sitting in for Chris, we have Tigger sitting in for Bonnie. So Tigger is going to chat in the chat, Bonnie is going to chat for Chris, and I'm going to chat for everyone. And this guy, you know, that's Hugh.
Hi.
I am Lucy.
Hi.
Buckle up, fans, it's going to be fun. We have no news today. I'm going to tell you that right up front. So you
I did have a little look for the news, but there was nothing jumping out at me. I'm sure people will let us know if we miss anything major as we go along. Mm. But there's plenty of stuff to be talking about with regards to the news from last week. And also, we've had a bunch of questions in. We've got a trip report. We've got all sorts going on.
Last week was, I'm going to use my favourite term, a news dump last week. And so I think that they've gone kind of quiet this week. There were some photos of the Arendelle Castle. But you have to sometimes decide, are we going to go down the, you know, construction news and a couple of new bits of merchandise, or we're just going to say no news? So we say no news, but we've got loads to talk about. I will also say as well that weeks when Chris isn't here, I know that sometimes we like to talk about DVC because we're DVC members and we've got a Disney World trip planned soon. So if there's any questions that you want to divert us towards DVC or Walt Disney World, this is a good week to do it because we tend to keep very Disneyland Paris when Chris is doing it.
Yeah, I'll just explain to Bonnie. We're both streaming the show and I paused hers because I don't want to overload the Wi-Fi. Do you know what I mean?
But you can still go on.
You can still see
the
chat.
Still see the chat. Yeah. I can't see any chat unless I do this today. So you guys tell what's going on in the chat.
We'll
speaking of which, yes, yeah. Bonnie?
I just want to say Monica is at Sequoia currently.
She's at Sequoia now?
Yes.
Very nice.
And she says, at DLP now, where are the bathrooms?
Oh, you cheeky monkey. Turn left.
It's our favourite our favourite thing that people put on Facebook. Here now.
Where can I fill my water bottle?
Yeah.
Use your fantastic. Eyes. Right, do you want to do a roll call then?
Let's do a roll call. All aboard, please. Today in the chat, first up, we have Emily. Very punctual, Emily. Congratulations. Evening all, 241 days till our trip. It'll soon come down, that, won't it?
Well.
What are we on?
100 days is when it gets exciting. What are we on?
36 days
to Disney World.
Hello to Joey. She says, hey everyone, can't wait to hear the latest news from the past week. Does anyone know when the dates for next summer will be available? And then John helpfully says, I think Chris said a couple of weeks back that they usually go on sale start of September time. Is that right? Do we think?
You can't set your clock by them. They're a bit random. But yeah, that tends to be when we get the full dump.
Yeah. The full dump.
Full dump.
The whole log. Hello to Ruth. Hi, everyone. 36 days left until my trip. So excited. I take it Ruth's going to Paris, though. Lisa says, evening, folks. 175 days till DLP now. 529 till Disney World. Couldn't resist the free dining offer. Has been looking for any excuse / sign to book.
We were talking about that today, weren't we?
Yeah. Free dining. Gotta love that.
It's back.
Yeah. Hello to Faye. I desperately want to book Walt Disney World. Just need to keep manifesting.
Hey, well, like we say, free dining, friend.
Nick says, hey, everyone. And we've got Ed says, hello there. Emmy says, hi, all. Just a few weeks till our Walt Disney World holiday. Elle says, hi, guys. It's Oh, now then. This is a name I struggle with sometimes.
Aoife.
Aoife? Yeah?
I think so, yeah.
Do correct us if I'm wrong.
We had one at dancing.
Aoife, age 7, and Mum Lauren here, been listening for months leading up to our Easter DLP trip, but tonight, first time watching live, normally podcast delayed listeners.
Hey, I love it when we get a new live listener.
Welcome.
And thanks for interacting.
Nick says, oh, Miss Tracy. Tracy, hi everyone, not long back from our California trip. It was epic and Disneyland was amazing.
I think we could take a trip report from California, couldn't we?
Absolutely. Nick says, 99 days till we go to DLP. I've booked a table at Captain Jack's and Pym Cafe after listening to early 37 Disney Street podcasts. I'm now up to January 2022.
I cannot recommend Pym Cafe.
Have we got any better?
Pym's Kitchen enough. Pym's Kitchen, no brainer, 10 out of 10, go every time. Captain Jack's, I loved it. It's an experience. The food is fancy, isn't it? So it's quite, you know.
Bonnie's not so keen.
You have to be willing to be adventurous.
A little bit, yeah.
With your food. Yeah. And not be able to see it.
Faye is going to DLP in 274 days, though, so, you know, Walt Disney World or DLP, it's all good.
Mm.
Hi to Guy, who says, evening, counting down to Walt Disney World, only 33 days, daughter, super excited. Monica, we've said that one. And then finally we got, Nick saying, hi Bonnie, I'm still listening to early episodes of 37 Disney Street and listening to you, to your escapades at DLP and the Disney Cruise.
Yay!
And Ed's watching this with my new rescue German Shepherd, Piper.
Aww.
We've also got a special shout out today. Should we do it now? I think we should.
Let's do it.
Well, it's not going to come from me. It's going to come from a very special someone. So just wait right there while I go and get him. Okay. Right.
Shall we fill in the blanks here going, who could it be?
Oh, boy. I want to say happy 4th birthday to Quinn. I can't wait to meet you at Disney World. Lots of love from me, Auntie Daisy, Chris, and Baby Teddy. Oh, and Pekin the dog. Gosh.
Mickey came to visit our house. Lady. Oh, I wonder when she was going to be back. Oh, having fun.
Gosh.
Who have we got down here, Bonnie?
Tigger.
And what did we watch last night?
We watched Christopher Robin.
And we loved it. We're a bit late to the party on this.
Yeah, because you said you hadn't seen it, but I've seen it at the cinema, so I must have taken Bonnie
so
without you.
You were too young, tired. You didn't remember. And then that did prompt us to, because we wanted to get all the friends together to watch it with us, and we could find Piglet and Eeyore and Tigger, but we couldn't find Pooh. So we had to run around the house going, where's the Pooh?
And as soon as the film finished, I found him.
Yeah. Endless fun with poo jokes. Endless.
Lucy earlier said that was a 8 out of 10, Mickey, but I think you'll agree that was a 6 or a 7 today. Emily did say that was an incredible bark. I used to be able to do a bark so well that... Yeah. I used to be able to do a meow that was so good that I fooled some people in a vet's once. They all said, oh, is she getting upset? But it was just me. I was sat there going...
You do that thing when you bark where you kind of like do a sonic thing at the back of the throat, so you almost throw the sound.
I do that by taking in air rather than pushing it out.
Oh.
Yeah, that's also now how I have to hit high notes. I can't do high notes anymore unless I... I was drinking yesterday.
Okay.
Right, forget that. Right, okay, what next? Yes, there's quite a lot on the agenda today.
There is. Shall we? But I'm thirsty.
Oh, okay. So,
shall we sing it?
All together.
In the tiki 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 cup. In the tiki 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 cup.
Where you make yourself a beverage and drink it
up on your tiki 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 cup.
Well, we're just having juice today. Just a cordial all round. What's in your tiki cup?
I've got cherries and berries. What's in your...
Well, Bonnie's modified a parrot toucan cup and put some Mickey ears, a Mickey ears lid on it, listeners, if you can imagine such a thing. And it's a Frankenstein's monster of cups. What's in your cup, I wonder?
I've got usual strawberries, Usual strawberry.
Hey, just before the show, our friend, our pal Susie, sent me a link to a Vinted listing, right? I want to show you it. Here it is. It's a Tommy Bahamas shirt, and it's Phantom Manor. Can you see this?
Yeah.
Right, listeners, Google what? Tommy, what is it?
Tommy Bahama.
Tommy Bahama, Phantom Manor, and it's like a white T-shirt with short sleeve shirt with Phantom Manor images on it. And it's amazing, but it's £150, even on Vinted.
And that's on Vinted.
So, yeah, Susie said maybe I could send an offer of £50, but I don't think they would accept that, but it's very nice.
See how long it goes on for. Favourite it.
Okay.
I need to know who's paying that. That's for shirts.
It's very nice.
People with more money than sense.
But also, Susie was asking a question on our group about Revolut. Was she asking questions? Oh, no, someone else was asking a question, right? Let me find this on our
Revolut, for those who don't know, is a currency card. So it works exactly like a debit card, and you load it up with money. You just keep transferring money into it, and then you can spend it in different currencies. Or what we do, this is what we're going to discuss now, is we actually exchange it in the card. You get an app with it, and you can just exchange it from pounds to dollars. I like to check the exchange rate every day, see how it's going, and then try and get a really high exchange rate. And then you just spend it in dollars or euros or whatever when you get there.
Well, the question was from Sarah, who said, quick question, guys. Revolut card, do we need to change from sterling to euros? Is there a charge either way? Thanks in advance. Now, we always do exchange.
There's no charge.
But in the comments here, so Susie said, so I'm interested to see what other people think about this as well. No charge if you exchange Monday to Friday. They charge you if you do it over the weekend. Do you know this?
I never exchange over the weekend because they're frozen the exchange rate. So I've never tried because I watch exchange rates.
She adds, does Susie, you don't need to exchange before you go. I don't bother because apparently they give you local rates if you do it whilst there. Interesting.
So I don't know what they mean by local rate.
So we always add on some money, then change it into euros or dollars, and then spend it that way. But apparently, people are saying... So Louise says, I don't bother exchanging on Revolut. It'll just use the live rate. At the weekend, they add a buffer to the rate they use because the markets are closed, so there isn't a live rate. The only benefit to exchanging is to, this is what we think, is to lock in a rate if you don't want to use the live rate.
Here's
So if it's at a good rate, do it then. Because you'll watch the pound, won't you?
Mm.
And, when it's a good time, she'll tell me and we'll put money on the Revolut card, exchange it, and then that's it, it's locked in, then it's done. Mm. So that's how we do it.
So just for a very real example right now is, as you know, we're going to Walt Disney World in 36 days. I've been saving up I save up constantly for like the last year. And about 3 weeks ago, I changed £300 because it was 1.28. And then I thought I'm going to change the rest of it last week and it plummeted down to 1.23. So I've got a higher rate. And if we went to the US tomorrow and we were using the live rate, I'd be getting that lower rate. So I recommend just like changing things a bit at a time and stalking the exchange rate. That's probably your best way of doing it. I don't know what she means by local rate. You'll certainly get the current rate and there's no way of telling what that is. What if the market crashes halfway through your holiday? There. That's kind of what you said. I just added colour.
What else we've got in the chat? Chris is here.
Hi, Chris.
Now, this is very important, guys. Chris, now, I saw these in the Tesco Express near 37 Disney Street, and I clocked them as we left, but I thought, well, we're leaving now, it's too late. But I did think, should I go back? Chris has bought some extra flaming hot Doritos and Wotsits this week. So grab yourself some, and we can try them together next time, like we did a few weeks ago with the Takis. So we'll post a picture on the socials. So if you want to join in, and that, you know, like, have a live tasting session with us, you can do. Nick says, I may have missed this at Easter, but we are going to DLP at the end of July. Is the Paris Games going to have a massive effect? No, we've discussed this, haven't we?
We have, and the answer is we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
It's got to do something, hasn't it?
It might mess... I'm expecting things like transport to be more expensive and more packed, trying to get to and from airports or whatever. But there's been so much speculation as to whether it's going to be quieter or more busy, or if there's going to be a lot of one-day visitors and all this kind of thing, and nobody really knows. Sorry. Like, you can't compare it, can you? It's never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ruth's on the pink G&T, as always, and Tracy... actually, I'll come back to that. Lisa's having Baileys because there's loads left over from Christmas, which happens to us a lot, doesn't it? We have to try and get through it before New Year's Eve. Tracy cannot recommend Disneyland enough. This is California. Especially if you're a Disney fan. We also had a little walk to the mothership, the Disney studio, but there were no tours available. Oh, no tours available.
To do that. I'm very aware when Bonnie's on, she often doesn't join in with it. So should we throw a few would you rathers out there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would you rather at Christmas stay on site and go for 3 days, or off-site and go for 4 days at Christmas? So I'm thinking of the temperature of the walks.
Well, just for that one extra day, I think I'd stay on-site.
Yeah, I think I would stay on-site because I feel like just one extra day doesn't, like, compare to the... I feel like I'd enjoy it more being in a...
being in the Disney bubble.
A Disney hotel.
In the Disney bubble.
What's the word?
Yeah. With the Disney atmosphere.
With the vibe.
The vibe, especially at Christmas. Mm. And somebody's saying you get EMT at Christmas, so you can hear the music and the glowy lights. Let me think of a better one, because we've done stuff like this before. Would you rather... ride, this is kind of for you because you're a scaredy cat, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs on your own. So Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs on your own, or Space Mountain, but with me or Daddy.
The thing is, I would like to try Space Mountain one day, so I think I would go Space Mountain.
Yeah?
Because, yeah.
I must say... even as an adult, I think if there was no one else in the car, I might be a bit scared going through Snow White on my own. Scared. You're going to try Space Mountain?
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about... I'm thinking of the Florida one. The, Snow White at DLP.
At DLP.
It's like an old-fashioned ghost train, is Snow White. It's not that scary, but for little kids, it is... kind of freaky.
I don't like it.
Well, Bonnie doesn't like it, it is kind of scary.
And it is, do you know what? It's compounded by the fact that your car jerks you a bit.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So it's dark and there's some scary things, and then you turn a corner like that.
I feel like Pinocchio is basically the same ride with a different story.
It is. And weirdly, Pinocchio's always longer lines. It must be something to do with the loading. I don't know why. So, you would be willing to try Space Mountain, would you?
Yes.
Bonnie is a huge fan of Guardians of the Galaxy in Epcot.
Yes, 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 yes.
But to me, that's as intense as a roller coaster can get, to me. And then there's other things she won't try. You're not ready for Tron, are you?
No.
Why aren't you ready for Tron?
I'm not ready. The next step is bikes, but I'm not there yet.
It's how you go on it that you're worried about.
I don't think we'll have time today, but we should talk about the DAS changes, you know, because they might apply to Paris in some way. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, but Emily was saying, my husband has been offered work for the Olympics. A lot of English companies will be heading over to work on it, so it will affect travel in the hotels. Interesting insight there. What else we got?
Are you bounding when you...
Are you?
Are you bounding when you go to Walt Disney World?
Who is this?
Tracy, I think.
Tracy, are you guys bounding when you go to Walt Disney World?
I'm going to be really, 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 really honest with you. I've put on a lot of weight in the last year. Oh, that's so shameful. I'm so sorry. But I'm not entirely convinced that some of my favourite bounds will fit me. I'm answering for myself and I'll let you two answer. There's some that will still fit me that are just kind of loose and nice. Also, I'm starting to edge towards themed dressing that isn't necessarily bounding. Like, I've got this lovely sort of candy cane pastel skirt that I think is quite Main Street.
It's the confectionery.
It's like Main Street confectionery kind of thing. And I've also got my Tiki Room dress that is very Adventureland. So even though it's not like a character, I've got quite a lot of those outfits that I think I shall wear. But I have put together, because we've been to so many times, I'm no longer putting together new Disney bounds like I used to. I tend to recycle old ones because sometimes I buy a killer outfit and I only wear it at Disney World, so I want to wear it again. So that's my answer to that.
I'm the same, actually. I bound less and I'm more like wear something appropriate to the park we're going to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially in Florida, yeah, we'll go to Animal Kingdom, I'll wear a dinosaur pattern shirt for Dino Land, what's left of it.
R.I.P.
Or like an animal print or a jungle print or something, and Epcot, I might wear like more geometric shapes, excuse me, something like that.
Yeah.
I am full on characters.
You are, right? What have you got planned this time?
I didn't really have anything for Epcot, so I'm going to wear Mantis.
Mm. Yeah.
One of our recent videos, there's a good, she's got a good Mantis outfit. Our last DLP trip.
Yeah.
Last summer, August, there's a Bonnie's dressed as Mantis on that video.
For Avengers Campus. And what else have you got?
That's in our trip report. Was it? What's it called? I never remember this. Is it just...
I don't know.
We've got a playlist for like...
Rain Family Trips, I think it is.
That's what it's called. I think.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
what
so
else?
Something like that.
The thing is, I do say that, but I've got those two Dotty dresses that are kind of mini vibe, but kind of different style.
So that's you going for general style as well. You've got a Mickey dress and a Donald dress, haven't you?
Yes.
And you've got an Ariel leggings and purple crop top.
We need a new one of those. I didn't use
it. Purple crop top. We're going to see.
This just in from Mark. Mark says, hey guys, I hope you're well. I think we're well, aren't we? Yes, thank you, Mark.
Kick in, yeah.
I'm part of the 2024 UK Dream Team for DLP. The amount of online booking traffic from guests for July, August is noticeable. Personally, I think it'll be insane.
Yeah. We've got a Disney World trip coming up. And we were then going to go to Disneyland Paris, and our plan was just Disney World in May and then either July and August, go to Disneyland Paris. We kind of held off booking it because we were going to get annual passes and stay off-site and all that kind of thing. But we've kind of abandoned that idea. And the discussion today was that we would, that Bonnie would take Bonnie out of school for 2 days and go the end of November, go Friday night to Tuesday night, is the current plan. So go for Christmas. That'll be our next trip. I know it seems so far away, but go to Disneyland Paris for Christmas because we kind of... The negatives of going in summer were outweighing the positives, and this was one of the things.
We've got a couple of questions from Nick, actually. One that he messages. But just a quick one here. I've also just recently heard something called skip tax. Is this a real thing? As our last trip to Disney was 2 years ago, so I'd not heard of this back then.
Yes.
More and more people are doing this.
I did this last time. I do recommend it. I got about like... We didn't have a high spend holiday particularly, and I think I got about £22 back. So I don't know how much that was on spending, but that's pretty good. You keep all your receipts, not in restaurants, but in shops. So it's nothing perishable. It's something like hard that you can keep, that you're going to be taking through customs. Keep your receipts, and then there's an app that you can download, and it takes a bit of time. I did it in the queue to Big Thunder Mountain. I don't know if you remember. I just stood there, sort of 40-minute queue, and scanned my receipts in like that, and it scanned a receipt, and then do the thing, scan a receipt. And then when we got to the airport, So it did everything for me in the app, and then it gave me a QR code. And then at the airport, there was these machines, and I scanned the code, and it's deposited £22 back into my account. So you just get your whatever the French tax is that we're paying that we shouldn't be, now we're not part of the EU, you get that back.
The other question from Nick sent us during the week. Hi guys, can I ask, knowing your book knowledge, your advice on a DLP guidebook when I can also write notes and agenda? Many thanks, Nick. PS, 103 days till we go. Nick also added, well, this was, we'll get into why he replied this, but it said, maybe just a good smallish book just about DLP, but after listening to your early podcasts, I want to add an agenda as there is a lot of places to explore in Adventureland. Now, I replied that we used to use guidebooks when we first went, mm-hmm. and you said you had about three, didn't you?
I did have about three, and I would buy, when the next, you know, I got the 2016 one, and then when the 2017 went out, I bought the 2017 one. And then in about 2018, I just stopped.
What was it?
I think it was The Brit's Guide to, and then fill in the blank. And there was another one that was a bit more, so I think it was independently published, and can't remember what they are. No, I think I've since ziffited them.
Ziffit.
There's still a Walt Disney World run upstairs. But the thing is, we just slowly learnt it all, so I stopped looking at it as often. They do sample itineraries, which I think are very good for people who maybe that's their only research and they're reading it on the plane on the way there. They can never be really, what's the word, like, personalised. So it'll just say, family with kids, and then do you an itinerary. And we all know it's always a little bit more nuanced than that, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, Brit's Guide too. There were good guides.
Yeah, I think more and more people are looking to, like, YouTubers and things for their advice. So I can't imagine the books are doing as well, but it would be nice, like you say, to have something, you know, where you can write down or, you know, make notes on it as you go. Did we once discuss maybe making one ourselves?
What I discussed doing, this might still be one of those things that I do, is I was going to do a book with treasure hunts and, like, you know when you do close-up photos of things? Do those kind of books so that kids have got stuff to do in not that kids don't have enough to do in Disneyland Paris, but we know that, like, if you can find these things in a queue, and you've got, like, a page per queue, it'll just something that'll keep the kids busy in queues. And just do it so you can print off your own PDFs. Thought it might be something nice for Patreon.
Yeah.
Never got around to doing it.
We've got a question. Bonnie can join in a sec. But Emily was adding about skip tax. Where is it? Make sure you don't open or remove tags from the items and pack them all together when you travel in case customs ask to go through it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, then Mark says, spot on, Emily. You can weigh your purchases. Just keep the tags on if you remove them, just in case. I'll keep the tags with you.
That's weird, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if you buy something like an autograph book with the full intention of opening the cellophane and using it in the holiday.
Yeah, so if you use a skip tax, just keep all your bits and pieces with it.
Mm.
Just keep hold of them, just in case. So the other question, and Bonnie, you can join in with this. So we've got Steph and Gina are back watching again. Hello. Question on DVC again.
Ooh.
Watched your Florida vlogs. Yes. Loved them.
Thank you.
Was it hard to book Beach Club? We are getting resale, but heard it's so hard. What is your favourite resort you have stayed at? So think about your favourite resort, Bonnie, while Mommy answers this.
DVC resort. I think you know the difference, don't you? I seem to remember it was, and that we wanted to do 6 days and 6 days, and we ended up doing however many, well, we did 3 stays, I think, and then just doing 4 days on it. And I might have even had to, like, only book 3 days and then I waitlisted the fourth day. I do think it was tricky, but it wasn't impossible, and it wasn't last minute either. We'd got that booked 6 months in advance. Thing is, I'd really, 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 really recommend, if you're going for something like that, going on at 11 a.m. on the day of your 7 month. Go on one of those date and time calculators and let it work out when the 7 month mark is precisely, and go on and be ready and know what you want. People also do a thing called walking a reservation that's a little bit naughty, is that you, if you really, really, really want a day, like let's say it's your birthday and you definitely want that day, you don't want to risk not being able to get it. So you book the, like 4 days before, you book 4 days there and you've got it. And then the following day, you move your reservation on a day. And then the following day, you move your reservation on a day until you get to the date that you want. It's a bit naughty because it kind of eats up inventory for all the other people who are wanting to book. But people are torn on it. People are like, it's fine. It's just a thing. Everyone does it. You'll free up the event inventory when you move it, just a way of guaranteeing. And other people are like, don't do that. I don't think I've ever done that. But it's just a tip that I've heard. Anything that's not your home resort, other than Saratoga Springs and Old Key West, will be tricky to book, but not impossible. We've stayed everywhere, like we said, and so I must have booked all of those at 7 months.
Okay, so Bonnie, and we'll turn this around for DLP listeners as well. Can we have your favourite DVC resort and your favourite DLP resort, please?
DVC,
yeah.
I might have to say Polynesian.
Good. She's my girl. She's my girl.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about it?
I don't know. I just loved the vibe when I was there.
It's the vibe.
I was always happy.
It's the vibe, man.
It's all... Oh, I just love it.
What about your favourite DLP one?
Sequoia.
Sequoia Lodge. You do like Sequoia Lodge?
Yeah, I think that is our new family favourite, isn't it? It was Cheyenne for a long time.
I like Cheyenne still.
Somebody just said, has anyone in the chat experienced the Disneyland Hotel yet and how was it? We haven't, so it would have to be somebody in the chat.
That was Mark.
We were discussing in the car today. We don't just talk about Disneyland Paris with you. We talk about it between ourselves all day, apparently.
Yeah, we're sick of it.
Yeah. But we were saying today, because we were doing a hypothetical, rank the hotels. And not, it would be a bit obvious to put Disneyland Hotel at the top, but then you have to temper it with the price. And you're like, obviously it's the best hotel, but is it that much better for that level of jump? Like, I love Sequoia Lodge so much. I can't imagine how much better Disneyland Hotel would have to be to make it triple the price. Can it be three times as good? Can it? That's my question.
So Sequoia on top, but we still haven't stayed at some of them.
We haven't stayed at Art of Marvel.
No. I've stayed.
I always forget about that one, you know.
Yeah, that's. I think the price of that must dip down a bit now. I've got Disneyland Hotel. I'm getting messages and it's distracting me. I would like to stay there, but we did the lobby and the things, and it was like, I don't know. That's almost enough, isn't it?
We had a taste.
Yeah, we had a little taste.
Taste of it. We should eat there, maybe.
I feel like the rooms would be something a little bit more...
A little bit cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Because the Art of Marvel rooms. Mm. Just Marvel rooms.
Yeah.
Two words that sound amazing.
And there's also, if you didn't know this, there's experiences in the hotel you can only get if you stay there. Like, there's some really cool photo shoots where you can be Spider-Man, where all the furniture is on the ceiling. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay. So it's like a cube room and they've nailed all the furniture to the ceiling, like the bed and the desk and the chair, and then they've put the light sticking out the floor like that. And then you pretend, well, you would stick to the floor and then they take a photo of you and then they turn it that way up so it looks like your Spider-Man sticking to the ceiling. Do you know what I mean? So there's some quite cool, and I think there's another photo shoot, and I can't remember what the other one is, but we wanted to do it, and they said, oh, no, it's hotel guests only. And we're like, no!
Come on, it's us!
I know, we're special. We also haven't been in the Skyline Bar or the Manhattan Restaurant, and both of them have got really good reviews, so maybe one day.
Tracy's asking, what Walt Disney World snacks are you most looking forward to eating?
Right, let's start this end.
Oh. Was there anything new? I mean, I'm a simple man. I was just like the Cheshire Cat Tail.
I like...
I just like it.
Things I have all the
it's
time.
It's just a chocolate twist thing that you can get at Lidl.
Have you got one?
Well, I know what you're going to say.
Well, dear, I lava you float.
I knew it.
You knew I was going to say that.
I knew it.
Yeah, it's a strawberry lemonade with orange Dole Whip on top, and it's got popping candy on it, and it's lovely. So I like our lava you float.
I like all of it, man.
We also get Gideon's... We go and get like a batch of Gideon's cookies, and they always seem fresh. They don't seem to go off, so they tend to last us like 4 or 5 days in the hotel room because they're so big. You can just kind of tear off that much, and that's enough. That's a portion. And then what else do? Well, this time I want to try the pretzel bread pudding in Germany, and I also want to try the apple cake in Norway. Those are on my like bucket list snacks to try. Both quite bready, both quite sweet.
I think I saw a good Chewbacca donut knocking around the other day at DLP. So, you know, we're starting to get more of these quirky, Instagrammable snacks at DLP, which we were missing for a while. But slowly but surely, I think it's getting there.
They're stepping up the game at Disneyland Paris, definitely. You also had the donut holes and things.
Apart from the fact that they took away the Mustafa bites.
Yeah.
I'm still not over that.
They mustn't have been selling.
Bonnie's just given me like a sad, encouraging look. Right, we do have a trip report. Should we save it for a bit? Do it in a bit, or?
Well, how many? Do we have more questions? I don't have chat. You two have chat.
There's also a bunch of stuff on our Facebook group. Should we have a look at that quickly?
Yeah.
See what's going on there. This is our Facebook group, 37. No, it's not. The Disneyland Paris Show. If you search for that, you'll find us. So on there.
I'm just going to answer that because Stefan just said, how exciting, what hotel are you staying at this time? We're doing 6 nights in Old Key West because it's only 10 points a night and we're being point misers, but also we've never stayed there and you're very excited for Old Key West, aren't you?
Yes.
And then we're doing 6 nights in Boulder Ridge at Wilderness Lodge, that is my dream destination. So just 12 nights in total, 13 days, fly back either side, get back in time for school on the Monday.
So, on the Disneyland Paris Facebook group, Lisa said about an hour ago, anyone else had issues with the updated Disneyland Paris app? On the home tab, I can see my hotel booking. Now, there's no answers to this. I'm just interested if anyone's got any weird glitches on there. On the home tab, I can see my hotel booking, which is right for the dates, etc. But the reference is completely wrong, not what's on my invoice. I can also see my table and Royal Dream bookings on the homepage, but when I go to account, there's no linked booking there at all, and I can't link my correct reference number. This sounds very fiddly.
Yeah.
We've had linking account problems before at Florida, haven't we? It's just, it can get really messy.
Well, they haven't been doing this long. They haven't had, like, your plans in the app very long for Disneyland Paris, relatively, and I've not got experience of this. I mean, you can see them somewhere. I would definitely, I can't help you. Like I said, technology's not a thing. But what I would do in that instance is I would screenshot the pages where you do have the bookings, just in case they disappear, you're able to go, look, it was there.
Yeah, it was there one time.
It was there, yeah. And then, I don't know, maybe deal with it when you get there. Oh, anyone got any advice?
And in the meantime, Ruthie added, after saving for years, we are very excited to be going to DLP as a family end of May.
Yay!
I last went in 1995, and this is the first time going with my husband and two girls. After all the announcements last week, I am slightly worried that I will be visiting a building site. Trying to keep everything in perspective, but I am worried after years of planning and saving, have I picked a terrible time to visit?
No. I'll give you several reasons why that's not the case. First of all, all the new, what do we call it, the stuff around the lake, what were they calling it, Adventure Bay?
Don't know.
Yeah. All the stuff around what they're now calling Adventure Bay, that's like miles away. That's like, you don't see it. It's behind this wall. It's at the end of a road. You don't see it. It is unfortunate for you that Studio One is shut. But honestly, you're not missing that much. And there is always something shut. The first time we went back, like you, we'd gone in 2001 and then we went back again in 2016, and that's what kicked off all this...
17,
that's what kicked off all this excitement. But the first time we went back, Pirates of the Caribbean and half of Adventureland was shut, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's a picture of me looking sad in front of the this ride is closed. Like there's a big wooden like gate across part of Adventureland, and
I am upset about that. We are massive Small World fans, and we had two trips where Small World was off, just completely off. And we've always said we've even been when the castle has been in a box, haven't we? Full on box. And you tell me that one next, okay? And there's nothing that they can take away that will diminish Disneyland as a whole, in my opinion. And they are so good at hiding it for the guests. They're so good at doing the construction walls, putting up a bit of foliage, redirecting you. They're so good at that that I don't think it'll make a difference.
Well, some of the replies, like Ruben says, every time we've gone, there is something major going on. The only time it can even come close to dampening the magic was when the castle was covered in scrim. But even then, it was still awesome, and you'll have an amazing time. Sarah says, Disney do an amazing job at keeping the magic going while there's work happening. Cheryl says, I think it's just the studio's entrance part that will be noticeable, but that's nothing that you would be missing out on. They're very good at keeping the theming, even under construction, but it's definitely not a bad time to go. So lots of comments under this question on our Facebook page.
You're not seeing builders' bums and you're not having HGVs driving up past you when you're trying to watch the parade. It's just, it's not like that. They're so seamless in the way they do it. They're very experienced. And also, it's the studios. It's not the main park. That sounds really insulting to the studios, but If you're going to remove one bit of the entire resort, I think the entrance to the studios is a good bit to remove. Don't you?
Yeah.
It's not that bad. Right, Bonnie, you had a thing.
Nick says, our Jasmine will be 6 on 17th of May. Do you remember all your trips to Disney at that age? No.
No.
I don't remember it except for the videos.
A lot of people will say to us, oh, I'm waiting until my daughter's a bit older so that she'll remember it. But I always say, I mean, even a baby, the whole place is so stimulating and, like, you know, vivid that I think it's all good for the development just to go. And it's nice for you to take them there. Even if they don't remember it, I think they're still benefiting from going somewhere like that. Because it's also stimulating for those young brains.
And this sounds really... Well, two things. First of all, she says, I don't really remember it except for the videos. Now, you have watched our trip videos so much. You know them word for word and beat for beat. So I think, like, take all the photos, all the videos that you like, look back over them regularly, do that. That's a tip. But the other thing is, this can sound so selfish... Bonnie started going when she was 2, and we have been very, very regularly ever since. And all those early trips when she was 2 and 3 and 4, my memories, never mind she doesn't remember it, but our memories of her singing along to Small World, and our memories of her running up to Tinkerbell, and our memories of her are so magical. As parents, it doesn't matter that you don't remember it. We remember it, and that's just absolutely priceless. So that's what I'm saying. And I think you do remember the ones when you're 6. Because your birthday, you had your... Did she have a 5th birthday there?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
So do you remember having your 5th birthday inventions?
Yes.
So if you remember having your 5th birthday there, I think you remember most of the trips afterwards.
It was my birthday.
She didn't go when she was 6. Because that was the COVID year. I don't think you went back again until you were 7.
That's why I was thinking...
Yeah. And then I think you remember everything after that very vivid, don't you?
We went twice in COVID year.
We went to Disneyland Paris. We did No, we did. We went on the day it opened in July of 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? You'll have been 6 then.
For like a day and a half.
Yeah. So you will have been 6 then. So you remember that, and then we went to Florida. We didn't get back till it's 2022, did we? And then we stupidly let our annual passes expire for Disneyland Paris because we didn't think we'd back, and then almost immediately regretted it because we wanted to book a trip.
I'm going to do the trip report, you know, guys. But just briefly, so I'll be thinking about some for afterwards, some more would-you-rathers, maybe. But let's see. Just one second. Just to remember, it's not Stefan 99, it's Steph and... Ah, what was it?
Was it Gina?
Gina, I think. Steph and Gina. Right, Steph and Gina. One of them was asking, or maybe they both want to know, did we have to ask you, did your Mickey shirt clean from your 2022 trip from Big Thunder Mountain?
Oh, no.
So this was in Florida. I leaned against a post in the queue, and when I moved away, I had varnish all down my sleeve and all down my arm, and it ruined the shirt. So, no, it didn't clean. But actually, about a year ago, half a year ago or something, I was queuing up in a Sue Ryder charity shop, and something caught my eye, and it was the same shirt in the ladies' section.
Yay.
So I bought it again. So it's a medium, though, and I'm a small. So I'm going to wear it open. So I've still got one, a new one. Anyway, but yeah, we've got a trip report. Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to.
I'm going to turn my phone sideways for this, because the formatting is a bit strange in places. So this is a trip report from Jeff. And it's one of the bullet point ones that we quite like. You know, the bullet point ones.
I love a good bullet point one.
Hey, Lucy and the boys. I always listen and occasionally get to watch. Absolutely love what you do. So I thought I'd try to contribute in a small way by providing our DLP trip for April 24. It was an amazing trip full of Disney magic. And finally, my wife and daughter, dairy and gluten intolerant, could eat real food. So we've got some food allergy info coming, which is good. Day one, Sunday. Le shuttle booked for 10:28 a.m. Arrived really early, had breakfast at Leon's and got on the 9:18 train. Arrived in Val d'Europe about 3:30, checked into Adiago Ceres Apart Hotel for the night, was given the wrong room and walked in on someone. Upgraded to a refurbished room, but it was still a bit meh. Now, did you upgrade because you'd walked in on someone? Yeah, what's the link? Dinner at Pizza Di Roma, not bad. Rubbish sleep, beds uncomfortable. So this is a little mini review here from Adagio Ceres Apart Hotel.
Can I just say, not just at Disney, I don't think I've ever had a holiday where I've had a random upgrade. Ever. Neither on flights, nor on accommodation, nor anything.
That kind of thing doesn't happen to us.
Don't say that.
No, it doesn't, though. It's
manifest.
It's one of those small rain curses that you're married into. And you never get upgraded. If you do, it would be it would actually be somehow worse than what you got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be technically on paper an upgrade, but we'd be like, meh.
And that's why
this isn't actually as good as what
that's
we...
That's why we need to ditch you.
Okay. Yeah. Day two, Monday, daughter's birthday, so gifts in the morning. Arrived at DLP for extra magic hours and nearly cried. Big Thunder Mountain, wrathly in the morning, but always our first ride. Daughter's first time on Space Mountain, she loved it. Buzz, got over 300,000. Yes, we stopped for a long time. This is when it breaks down and you get next to a target, camped up. Pew, pew, pew. Star Tours twice, got Tatooine and Kashyyyk. That's the Wookiee planet bunny, which we like. Lion King's Rhythms of the Pride's Lands. Correct amount of pluralizations of the words there. Rhythms of the Pride's... Oh, hang on. Rhythms... Lions, Kings, Rhythms, Ofs, There's, Pride's, Lands. And the review is amazings. I mean, that's good stuff. That's just good stuff, Jeff. Lunch at Cowboy Cookout. Tried to give my wife cheese and upgraded to free barbecue chicken for the error. Don't give Jeff's wife cheese. Phantom Manor, you beautiful, beautiful creation. Pirates, you beautiful, beautiful creation.
Yep.
It's a small world. Nothing after that. Space Mountain. Over to Davy Crockett to pick up key. Pirates. Captain Jack's for dinner. Waiter Jonathan was amazing. Daughter had mahi-mahi steak. My wife had and I chicken and prawn curry. Mmm, delicious. Back on Pirates. Adventure Isle and up the tree. Up the tree. Back on Big Thunder Mountain in the dark. Smooth as a baby's bum. And love it at night. So it was rattly in the morning, smooth at night. I don't know if that's like... across the board standard. Positioned ourselves at the back of the hub for a nighttime spectacular, desperate to see electrical sky parade, but no drones. Dreams was great, but I prefer illuminations. Off to bed. No drones.
Good
night. Tuesday. How many days is there? There's 5 days, six, 7 days. Mm. I better get cracking on. Walt Disney Studios and straight on to Webb Good, but not amazing. Tower of Terror, my wife's first and last time. Daughter loved it. Flight Force, eventually after opening late. Prefer it to Space Mountain. Sorry. Oof. Ratatouille, or as some Americans say...
Hang on, whoa. The Marvel-themed rock and roller coaster Flight Force is better than Hyperspace Mountain.
Gone to Jeff. Ratatouille, or as some Americans call it, Ratatouille. They do.
Ratatouille.
I keep seeing it on YouTube videos. They say Ratatouille. I can't even do it the way they do it. Slinky, Cars Road Trip, I want to like it, .. Green van for chips.
I like it.
You remember that we had to get green van chips once because there was nothing open once.
Yeah, and our fussy friends were a bit unhappy about it, weren't they?
Oof, careful. Together, Pixar thing. It was okay, but the story wasn't great. Characters are going to nod their heads off one day. They are. They nod so much that an head's going to pop off. Wife went to say goodbye to Studio One while daughter and I went back on Tower of Terror. Flight Force and Web again. Cancel Guardians. Dance Off. Oh dear. Ratatouille. Mickey the Magician. Flight Force.
Running the London Marathon.
Told you we love it. Rainforest Cafe for dinner. What's happened? You used to be so amazing. Bit of shopping and off to bed. We always just find that Rainforest Cafe is just like all right, innit?
We've done it twice. It's like
You know what you're gonna get?
We sometimes go to places like TGI Fridays.
I love them. I don't care.
Because we know what the menu is, and we know what the deal is. We just go, and we love them, and the food's fine, and we get on hunt, and it's great. And we've been twice to Rainforest Cafe at Disneyland Paris, and I do enjoy the theming. The food is fine. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know what you're getting. It's good, it's easy.
Wednesday, day four. This is getting long, so I'll keep it brief. Big Thunder Mountain, of course. Space Mountain, Buzz, Star Tours, Peter Pan, Big Thunder Mountain, Phantom Pirates, Au Chalet de la Marionette. I had German hot dog, delicious. Wife and daughter had chicken, apparently better than Cowboy Cookout. Snow White, Carousel, Small World, knocked a small child over, got evils from Dad. It was definitely her fault.
Oh, no.
Alice's Maze, Rubbish Castle. hush your mouth. It's the best castle. Back to Walt Disney Studios, Tower of Terror, Web, Flight Force, Billy Bob's for dinner, loved it. Desserts especially were amazing and catered brilliantly for gluten-free and dairy-free. Back to Walt Disney Studios for a quick spin on Crush, Ratatouille, wandering around Adventures Campus in the dark, off to bed. Thursday, Big Thunder Mountain, there's a pattern emerging, says Jeff. Space Mountain, Buzz, Star Tours, Autopia, Phantom, Big Thunder Mountain, Pirates. You're getting a lot of rides in, this is good. This is before lunch. Lunch at Hakuna Matata's. Chakalaka with rice was great for food intolerance, and I had the burrito. A bit dry, but tasty. Some shopping. Ariba's wand?
Aribas.
What's that?
Aribas Brothers. It's the, you know, the below the crystal.
Oh, right.
But then they make glass wands, and you get to choose what colours are in and all that stuff.
Aribas wand and key. And I think Art of Disneyland Paris bought on the sly for me, brackets, birthday soon. Is this you anticipating a present that you probably saw being bought for you? Small World, Pinocchio Railroad, Earl of Sandwich, not been before, will definitely be returning. Gluten-free bread available and available to adjust fillings to make dairy-free. Interesting. Phantom Manor, Buzz, Space Mountain, broke down, stuck on a hill in the dark. That was what happened to me. Eventually moved, but was a bit nerve-wracking. Back to bed.
See, that would put me off Space Mountain. Although I do like Space Mountain, but being stuck on the hill in the dark.
Guess what they did first on day six?
Big Thunder Mountain.
Correct. Yay. Space Mountain not open. Buzz, Star Tours, shopping for final few gifts. Hakuna Matata again. Phantom, Small World, but to ourselves, nobody went right. See, the queue splits into two at the last... Oh, no, it splits into two as you go through the turnstiles. We usually go right, don't we? It's a longer way around, but I think it's a bit emptier. Small World. Wandered around to soak up the last day of atmosphere, plus it was really busy, 12th of April. A million splashes of colour. Cute. Parrots broke down. Lights on. Evacuated. My first evacuation! Captain Jack's for final meal. Had the pork this time. Wasn't disappointed.
We got evacuated off splash.
My first and last so far evacuation was from Splash Mountain. But at the very end where it has the thing painted on the wall.
Yeah.
And about to leave, but no.
We could see the loading thing and then we were sat there for like 40 minutes, weren't we?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Captain Jack's, last bit of shopping, then drove to Calais and stayed in B&B Hotel. Really nice, especially for the price. And then on the final day, Le Shuttle at 9:48 a.m, home by 12:30 p.m. That's good going. Walked the dog, sat having a cider and writing this. We'll book the next trip by bedtime.
Yes, so, that's how you do it.
In conclusion, Jeff says, we had a fabulous time and got plenty of re-rides. The best bit was that my wife and daughter could eat loads. If you're in the same boat, then ask for the allergens menu and the cast members will do their best to help you. Definitely an improvement on previous visits when we usually just took our own snacks in. Thank you for the amazing podcast, Jeff.
That's really good to know because we've had a lot of questions on food intolerances and we've had some negative stories in the past.
Yeah, guy went and it wasn't so hot. Mm. It was surprisingly bad, actually. So
that is good to know.
Yeah.
Right, I have a few would you rathers.
Yay.
Would you rather Big Thunder Mountain at half the speed or Small World at twice the speed? As in your ride vehicle.
Bonnie? I'd do Thunder Mountain and take in the views.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say because you do get the big...
the vistas.
Atmosphere.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Would you rather... this real one really is for you. Do Buzz Lightyear with a broken gun or Star Tours and you only get prequels?
It would be too...
No, hang on. No, it's not prequels, is it? It's sequels.
Oh, that's even worse. In that case, I'd do Buzz because there's lots to look at on Buzz and because you're so busy shooting, it'd be nice to actually just take it in.
Because usually I am going...
Bonnie has got a technique of not aiming, just going...
I just go...
every single thing we do, but that's a bit like me on... web slingers, to be fair.
Oh, I do that. I just get
too excited. I might make sure I've doubled up on my travel sickness tablets and do Star Tours again next time. I miss it.
It's good. It is good. Kelfi ran a London Marathon today.
That's what I pointed to Bonnick and then I forgot to say it.
And I was like, what?
Well done to Kelfi for running the London Marathon. I don't know how you do it. So I presume you're on our team when they announce that Run Disney's coming back.
Can't move now, says Kelfi.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Well, no, I haven't done a marathon. I did the 36-kilometre challenge, but
Ruth says, still no gluten-free pizza in DLP, though, which is a shame for celiac children.
Yeah, well...
And she appreciated hearing all the allergy info in the trip report, though.
See, I don't eat pizza because I'm allergic to tomato. So I don't know what that's got to do with it, but it would make no difference if it was gluten-free or not.
Pizza today without tomato.
Ooh. I did. There was no tomato on it. It was a white base. It was mozzarella, mushroom and ham, if you're interested.
Was it good?
On a bechamel base.
You had it before from Tesco.
I have. It was very, very good. I polished off the whole thing.
Hashtag not spawn. Ruth also says, has anyone had the frozen margaritas at Casa de Coco? They sound good. They do sound good. We should try that next time.
We should do. Are they alcoholic, though?
Sounds like it.
It does, doesn't it?
Voiceover guy is looking forward to Walt Disney World for better allergy options. Yeah.
They've got that. But I listen to, as you know, guys, I highly recommend the podcast Disney Dish. It's very good. But one of their correspondents, Christina, did an experiment once around allergens. And she went in lots of different quick service places. And apparently the procedures are very different. So just as, you know, they've got... it's a massive place. They've got individual managers and individual procedures. And some places were better than others. I think across the board it's quite good. But some of them, they would have systems with the different coloured gloves for the food preparation that was going on here. And others, they wouldn't. They would just have, like, a separate counter and a thing. So... I think it is consistently better, but it's not consistent, is what I'm saying. I don't know why that's important.
Uh-huh.
Monica ate at Garden Park tonight. The desserts were amazing.
Garden Park?
Where is Garden Park?
I can't think.
Who lets know, Monica? We're drawing a blank there.
Unless it's in Valderup.
Nick says, what is your favourite Disney animated film?
Decisions. What is it actually, Bonnie?
Do you know what's interesting is when we sat down for movie night last night, Daddy was out last night, she wanted to watch an animated film that really quite surprised me because I didn't particularly and I would watch nearly anything.
It's just like... It was a long time since I'd seen
Moana. She said, should we watch Moana? And I was like, meh.
Well,
I like Moana. I do.
And I was like, Moana.
I like Moana, but I was like, it's the one that we've not seen as many times. And then we watched Christopher Robin, which was a good choice. It was a good choice.
Max says, are you guys making time? Oh, have you answered this question yet?
No, not yet. What's your favourite animated Disney film, Bonnie?
I don't know. It's hard.
Think, woman, think. Max says, are you guys making time to do Universal whilst in Orlando or just Walt Disney World? Again, not yet. Maybe next time.
We keep saying maybe next time, yeah, though, don't we? Like, every time.
Come on, what are the options, Bonnie? Tangled is a good one. You like Tangled.
Frozen 2.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you prefer that.
No.
Is it... for a while, you really liked Encanto, didn't you?
Yeah, but not anymore.
Not anymore?
Well, it's not the men.
I think Tangled, Bonnie, it must be. You watch that quite a lot.
I love Tangled. We really watched Luca again the other day.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying it's going to be your favourite.
Still not for me, that one. Yeah. You don't know, do you? She doesn't know. So, sorry, we can't answer your question.
I'm sorry.
Guys, it's time to go.
Is it? Oh, that's flown by today.
Yeah, it really has.
Oh, no.
Well, we've had a lot to get through. If we've missed any questions or if we've not said hello to anybody, it's not intentional. It's just all happening so fast and we love you all equally. And as always,
hello.
If you've ever sent us a trip report or a question that we haven't answered just because it's got lost and, you know, in amongst it all, just, you know, ask us again.
Can I just remind people...
We'll try and deal with it.
...that we are collecting... I can show this one now because we've not got green screen. That we are collecting granny squares to make a Disney-themed blanket. You can do any Disney-bounding granny square you want. Please make it as close to 15 centimetres by 15 centimetres as you can. We have about 20, but we need like 4 times more than that to make a really good blanket. Maybe 5 times more. So, if you are a crocheter, we'd love it if you could get your crochet on. And we are going to sew these together and then we're going to auction them. Well, no, I think we're going to raffle it. We're going to do like an Amaze raffle, aren't we, kind of thing, I think.
Right.
Use one of those systems. But yeah, we would love it if you could contribute to that. And if you've got some, just let Chris know and he will give you the address to send them to.
Bonnie, show your coaster that Bob made. See, that's a Tangled coaster. And according to the clock that Bob made us, it's time to go.
Yeah.
So,
no EMT today, guys, because we don't have Chris and we need to get this one to bed and there's things. Next week, I will do a Quizney Street for you, though, so that's something to
And I've got to do a contents page for an animal magazine.
So, beautiful. Nick Murray's wife crochets, he will ask her. Right, thank you very much, guys. We will see you all next week. And I've been Lucy, these have been the Rains. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Here comes a big finger.
Do, 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 do.